but we honor the music of Willie Nelson today. We also are very, very happy to have a gal with us right now who is well known for her cutting-edge skills in digital marketing. That's one. So we had to have her on just for that so she could teach us about that. Some of the most notable names in the world she's done digital marketing for, with a combination of her sense of humor, and we know that because we've been talking to her for the last few minutes, and technological skills. You can find her at speaking engagements for business and women's organizations, as well as hosting various videos and live events. Her writing started on a popular blog called MissKellyRossi.com, where she wrote about life, business, and, of course, the wrong men. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Morning Stampede, Kelly Rossi! Whoa!
The drop-dead gorgeous Kelly Rossi.
I didn't want to bring that up because it's hard to talk to a pretty girl sometimes, yeah.
Well, we're over the radio, so it is. We'll be able to do this.
Yeah, can you move the picture off the screen, please? Thank you. That's a nice blue dress, by the way.
I have many blue dresses.
Let's talk a little bit about your history. First of all, you're an author. You've done this this book, which I think is fascinating, which we'll talk about in just a second. And you may have many more that I just don't know about yet. But talk about how you got started. You're a blogger, and it rolls into an author. And these are kind of, it's kind of a self-help book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's self-help / memoir.
Okay.
I started blogging. Honestly, my dating experiences were so just unreal. All my friends and girlfriends would be like, oh my gosh, almost living vicariously through me all the time on things that would happen in my dating life. And mm-hmm. So one of my best friends said, you have to write about this. So I started writing about the wrong men. And the book that I wrote is Dating the Wrong Men, and it's all of those blogs that I wrote long ago and put them all together, plus the ones that I never talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like my life story of what happened, you know, all these stories dating every kind of wrong man personality leading up to, you know, the day I met my near future husband.
This is really cool. And I like that. And I think a lot of people, at least women anyway, right now, are thinking, I too have had all of those experiences, and then I never wrote about them. But you've done something different. You've listed every guy that's wronged you in the book and his address. Is that right?
Yeah, everything is completely anonymous. It's important to protect people's privacy.
Okay.
So.
All right. Good enough. So she's like the Taylor Swift of authors.
Sounds like
kind of.
Yeah.
You know, she has a bad experience, and then Taylor writes a song, but you turn it into a book. And you said something that caught my ear just at the tail end, and we talked again a little off the air. But you'd said, but finally, you had now all these bad situations have now come full circle, and you have met who you think is Mr. Right.
I know 200% he's Mr. Right.
So oh,
there you
she
go.
Doesn't think it.
If anybody should know, it should be you, Kelly.
Yeah, she's experienced all these other guys, as many people do. How did you meet your current fiance?
I met him at a Halloween party 3 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right. Now, we're going to try to figure this out from a psychological standpoint. He was dressed up as a?
Pirate.
And you were dressed up as?
The Queen of Hearts.
Darn it. I thought she was going to say mermaid, because I kind of dig mermaids. But then when you go out with them and they don't have the outfit on, it's kind of different. So what was he just like a bad boy? Is that what got you kind of leaning towards the pirate?
You know, no, it was just when we saw each other, it was literally a love at first sight thing. We kind of saw each other and here's the story. Everybody loves this one.
Yeah, go.
I was living in Las Vegas and I'd never gone down to the strip, and my girlfriend was like, you know, oh, okay, I'll take you down to the strip, but we have to go to this house party. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, good Lord, not a house party.
Right.
So she takes me over there. I say, you get a half hour. And we walk up to the garage and, you know, I'm just talking, and I turn around and this pirate walks in. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, geez, what is this? And it was instant for both of us. We were drawn to each other. We did that across the room flirting, you know,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, that full half hour. But Next thing you know, it's 4:30 in the morning, and my friend is passed out on the couch, and I'm just sitting there talking to this pirate all night long.
Careful, Kelly. This is a live show.
Yep. We don't have a lot of editing skills.
No beeping and stuff. We can't beep. So if you're going there, be careful now. So you stayed up till 4:30. You're talking. You get to know each other, and then you guys dated how long before you got engaged?
Well, it was almost about 2.5 years.
So that's pretty long. I mean, there really is no threshold for that, but that's a pretty good number right there, I think.
Some women, too many years is too long when you don't get some sort of a, you know, beyond a commitment.
Well, let's ask Kelly about it. She knows all this stuff. She wrote a stinking book about it.
Yeah.
I've seen everything work, and I've seen everything fail.
Yeah, so no kidding.
It always comes in. I mean, I've seen situations where, you know, it's been a long engagement, 5 years, and then everything falls apart within a year after marriage, where I've actually known, you know, some of my friends' parents literally got married 2 weeks after they met and are still together to this day, and it's been at least 4 years.
You've been married before, and obviously you've made that, well, let's call it a mistake, if you will, or a learning experience. Tell us about that, because we had some callers call in this morning. One gal said that we said you were coming on, and we said, what's the deal breaker? And she said, well, the guy I was dating had us drive all the way across the country to give me a special gift, and he had my family come along and everything, and he ended up giving her a dishwasher. And we thought, well, clearly he switched that for a wedding ring in his mind somewhere between here and the East Coast. Talk about your experience. What was the deal breaker on marriage number one?
Well, I've had a lot of deal breakers, and I talk about this a lot in my book. I believe, you know, we will follow the relationships that are presented to us in our life, like our parents, or, you know, if it's a single parent, their relationships with their, you know, their significant others.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a, you know, walking blindly into something that I thought was what a relationship was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily fulfilling any needs. And in that particular situation, it was a, you know, 5-year relationship, and then on the wedding day, he had an ex-girlfriend come to the wedding. So,
okay. That's a deal breaker for me.
Well, was she just a friend, or was she still sort of rekindling the old thing?
Jeff, don't try to justify this.
No, well, I mean, you can have a friend that's an ex, right? But it sounds like it was more
than that. You don't bring them to the wedding.
You can, but usually your significant other knows the ex, which I didn't.
Oh, surprise.
It was a kind of a secret relationship that they had, and then in the end, it was, you know, I had friends coming up to me saying, oh, you know, he was planning, you know, trips with her to,
oh, my Lord. Oh, so it's much deeper than we had initially thought. So this is great.
Other women would definitely be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. And there's probably a ton. What are some of the other things that women should look for in dating a guy? Obviously, we have our K-102 Halloween costume cruise. Mm-hmm. There might be some pirates on there. I know there's some winches because we've had them. And I mean, they dress up like that.
Yeah, it's that one night of the year that the inhibitions go right out the door.
Yeah, what are some of the telltale signs where you should steer clear?
Okay, for where you're... Is he a trick or a treat?
Okay, right.
To tell us if he's, you know, who this guy is. So actually, you know, the costume does say a lot about a guy. And I mean, it's not necessarily bad or good, but it is kind of, you know, who this guy is. You can tell, hey, those are the kind of people I'm into, or no way, not at all.
Okay. And it's all probably what each person likes. Like, for example, I'll let you make the evaluation on my costume. Last year I went as Popeye. This year I'm going as Fred Flintstone.
You know what? You actually fit a category of you just want to leave the seriousness of your life behind you and, you know, live for the evening and have a lot of fun.
You're right. She's right on the money.
Okay.
Now, Jeff, you're the... What are you going to be?
This year, I think it's kind of like a...
Just let
the
her
guy's
tell
like
you.
A Mad Hatter sorcerer kind of guy. It's weird.
A wizard.
He's
kind of a wizard.
Purple hair. And okay. Yeah, it's kind of like that guy.
Okay, there you go. What do you think, Kelly?
You know, it's kind of the fantasy category where you're kind of enjoying the escapism that the characters of, like, the Mad Hatter have.
Oh, yeah.
He's scaring me. I don't even want him to go now. Okay, so these kind of things, as we move along, let's say we got somebody that's dressed up as a television character, maybe Clark Gable, let's say, or a movie character, or somebody like that. What does that mean?
Well, I'll say this. Anytime it's a celebrity, somebody who's in the news right now, political figures, mm-hmm. that's somebody who wants to portray that they're in the know. They know what's going on. Mm. You know, they're on top of the current event. So this year, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of Ray Rices.
Wow. Oh, boy. Stay away from the Ray Rice guy.
Yeah.
And definitely don't get in the elevator with them.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, jeez. I didn't see that coming. That was a left hook. Okay, so that Ray Rice. Okay, what else?
Superheroes
are
a huge one. Obviously, I've been Wonder Woman, and I would do it again. But it's kind of living out your childhood fantasy of saving the world. And just a lot of people really admire that. I mean, I love Wonder Woman. I had a Wonder Woman swimsuit when I was little.
Well, you kind of look like her. I mean, you got that brunette hair, and then you can make, and you just need the bracelets and the swimsuit, and you're good to go.
Yes.
Maybe some red lipstick, a couple pearl earrings, and boom, she's done. I'm getting this straight. When people get on a cruise, a costume cruise or costume party, ours happens to be a cruise on the lake, which is going to be really fun. When they get on that, could they make some generalities like we just did based on the costumes, who you might set your sights on for the evening based on, oh, he's living out a fantasy. He wants to do, he's a kind of a happy-go-lucky, the guy over here, he wants to, is that fair to say?
I mean, the studies, there's been so many studies about this, and they do generally come back to that. But, you know, one thing that they don't address as much is when somebody else picks your costume out for you.
Oh. Mm. Mm.
So when in that case, it tends to be like, you know, if Jeff picks one out for Derek, then he would pick out something that almost the exact extreme opposite of what he believes Derek is in most movies or shows.
Now, see, I would pick out for you, I would pick out a baseball player.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just, you're into sports and all that. I would pick out a baseball player.
Okay.
And for me, what would you choose for you?
Yeah. Tarzan.
That wouldn't be bad. I do have a loincloth I can put on. You spent the whole evening with your pirate. Obviously, that's a little bit of a fantasy thing, I would think.
I mean, with him, the pirate supposedly is a disregard for authority.
Oh,
Earlier, you and I were all talking about that, how all of us seem to have that habit.
Right. So that you were going a little bit. There was a little bit of her. She wanted a bad boy, a little bit.
Somebody just
stand up for himself and say no to people and just disregard. Right. And is that really what you got?
You know, he is to an extent, but also pirates also have a thirst for adventure when the people see that, and I definitely have that. I've always had that, I'm not this wallflower girl.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Okay, let's talk about your book, Dating the Wrong Men. People can get this book where? Amazon, on your website, all over, and what's in it?
Yeah, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, you know, Google Play.
Okay.
What's in it?
Yeah, what are the things people can... Because I want to get this for my daughter.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, absolutely. It seems like a great idea. She's 21, and she's got a great boyfriend right now, but, I mean, she's been through a few, and it would be a great read, I think, for her.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's great for... Actually, John Russo, another Halloween thing, he's Night of the Living Dead author. He actually wrote the foreword, and he was like, I need some copies for daughters, and, you know... you know,
so. Excellent.
The book is basically my life as a single, and every chapter is broken down to a particular wrong men personality type that I dated through those single years.
Wow.
So you have, you know, the cheater, you have the freeloader, you have the men who are too young.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it kind of goes through these different categories, and it goes through my life and how I got myself into the situation where I was dating the wrong men originally, how I worked through that, giving advice to people on, you know, kind of the thought process of of what you're doing when you're in that situation, how to break the cycles of dating the wrong men.
That is key right there. Ladies, if you're listening, and guys, just for the record, guys, can you, Kelly, replace the he with she and she with he and adapt this to the wrong lady as well?
Absolutely.
There you go. One book.
Men love the book, too. I mean, I have a lot of men. I mean, every gender, every sexual orientation seems to like the book and be able to put it into their own life situation.
I would imagine you could adapt it to everybody's
personal. Sure, you can learn from it, certainly, one way or the other, you know?
I'll just read it and be entertained by it because I'm married and I got... But for the single people, I guess if you're married too, you might be in a relationship where, you know, like you talk about that pit feeling in the middle of your stomach, ladies, that you go, well, this is something's not right. And maybe I'll explain that for you too. And we want to, before we let you go, we want to give away some copies of the book. So you are sending us some copies of the book. I think in the mail. Yeah, so we're going to do that.
Cool.
We'll give them away. We want to invite you on the Halloween cruise. You can bring your pirate if you want. He can come on swashbuckling. We'll put you on the will call list. You got to come to Lake Coeur d'Alene, though.
Oh, gosh. A little ways away right now, but I can see if I can do it.
All right, clear your schedule. Well,
think about next year then.
Right.
Yeah,
clear the schedule.
Because it's going to be fun.
It is, indeed. And get a copy of this book, Dating the Wrong Men, and not only for yourself if you want it, if you feel like you need it, but maybe for the young people in your life, because it can take a long time to find Mr. Right. Right, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. But when you do, you know what you're doing after dating all the wrong ones.
Wow. Fascinating. All right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on. We had so much fun. You're welcome back anytime. What's the next book going to be?
Oh, I've had a lot of suggestions. What is your suggestion?
Let's see. She did Dating the Wrong Men. Let's see. How to Marry for Money. That might be.
that would make me the wrong woman.
We love you. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Again,
absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, let's hit your website one more time so people can log on and read your blog.
Yeah, actually, datingthewrongmen.com is the website, or you can find my personal website, misskellyrossi.com.
All right, there you go. Thanks for joining us today. Have a wonderful weekend and a great Halloween, and congratulations on your engagement.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you so much, guys.
Do you need a ring bearer or a flower guy?
I might need two.
Okay, so if you do, you got my number and Jeff's number.
Just get a hold of us.
Give us a call. We will have a lot of fun doing that, and we'll even dress up. We'll dress up like pirates if you want. Right, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay, good enough. Uh-huh. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
Okay, bye, Kelly. Wonderful. Kelly Rossi, grab her book. I might pick it up for...
She's a kick in the pants.
She really is, and I imagine it's a good read. Ladies, maybe your dad or something wants to get it for, like me, for their daughter, or maybe you just want to read it and just be entertained by it. You can do that, too. Kelly Rossi, you can find her at misskellyrossi.com, goodreads.com. She's all over the place, and Dating the Wrong Men, and she's got it covered, all the bases.